Are you in a fixed mindset or a growth mindset? Indeed, what even is the difference between them, and why should we care? That's what we're going to take a look at in this week's episode.
You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hey, hello. Thank you once again for joining me for another episode. I really do appreciate you catching this. I hope you're going to enjoy it. I hope you're going to take a lot from this one. It's a mindset mastery themed episode, this one. And we're taking a look at mindset, particularly looking at growth mindset. We're going to look at what a growth mindset is. We're going to look at what it isn't, a fixed mindset. And we're going to compare the two, see how you can work out which one you're in. And we're also going to explore why you'd want to move into a fixed mindset and how you can go about all of that. That's what we got lined up for you over the coming episode. So sit back, relax, and let's find out more. I also, if you enjoy it, which I hope you do, please do let me know. Remember also to give us a subscribe. Subscribe to us, give us a like, a comment, a share. Tell your friends about it. And let's dive in. So this growth mindset stuff, this is something that actually during April, during the whole of April in my Mindset Mastery movement, my private coaching group, we all spent the month looking at growth mindset in a lot of detail. And what we got here are just a couple of the highlights that came out from it. I just thought I'd share with you in the hopes that you find them useful and interesting. So, growth mindset versus fixed mindset. Really, you're either in a fixed mindset or you're in a growth mindset. Best way to explain what the difference is to kind of show how you can work out which one you're in. So I'll give some examples of the kind of thinking that comes from a fixed mindset, and then some examples of the kind of thinking that comes from a growth mindset. As we go through these, the chances are you're going to be saying, for both sides, you're going to be saying to one or two of them, oh, that sounds like the sort of thing I'd say. But pay attention to which one has most of the way that you think. Because that will give you an indication of which mindset you're in. Because we're not black and white creatures. We're not one or the other. We are a complex blend of everything. So even in the most growth mindset oriented person on the planet, they may well still be the occasional bit of fixed mindset thinking. And even in the most fixed of mindsets, there may be occasional flashes of growth. But it's where does your thinking predominantly lie? That sort of lets you know which is the main mindset that you're in. So let's take a look. So fixed mindset thinking. These are the sorts of things that you might be thinking or might be saying to yourself, which show a fixed mindset thinking. Things like, I give up easily, or if you very easily find yourself going, I've tried it. Yeah, I give up. If you find that you tend to avoid challenges, perhaps actively avoid challenges, you might find yourself sticking to what, you know what, I'll stick with what I know. I'll stick with what I know because I know how to do that. Criticism. Criticism in a growth mindset can feel very, very personal, even if it's not personal about us. It's just about it's a criticism or even feedback on the thing that we've been doing. We can take it very personally. That is a sign of a fixed mindset. You say to yourself things like, it'll never get any better. It's as good as it gets. Ain't going to get any better. Or, well, we could do that, but it's too hard. It's too hard to improve things. So there's no point in trying. What's the point? You know what? My intelligence, it is what it is. It's fixed. It is what it... Actually, it is what it is. That's another strong indicator of fixed mindset thinking. Whether it's about your intelligence or whether it's about the situation you're in. Yeah, it is what it is. Do you find your... Do you... Would you... what am I trying to say here? Good question. Would you agree with the statement, I'm either good at it or I'm not? That's just the way it is. I'm either good at it or I'm not good at it. If so, that's a bit of a fixed mindset approach there. Or, yeah, try that, didn't work. Nah, I quit. What's the point? I tried it, didn't work. Those sorts of things are all examples of a fixed mindset. Hopefully not many of those are ringing any bells with you. But you never know. If they are, it's all good, because we're going to look at how you can move out of a fixed mindset in just a few moments. But hopefully that gives you an understanding of what a fixed mindset is. You kind of think, you know, things are fixed the way they are. Can't get any better. There's no point in trying, because this is it. It's as good as it gets. This is the hand that I've been dealt. I have to stick with it. I can't change it. Fixed mindset. On the other hand, we have growth mindset. And here's the kind, some of the sorts of ways one might think in if they have a growth mindset. See which ones of these resonate with you, which ones of these you can see yourself saying. You know what? I love to try new things. I love trying new things. I embrace challenges. Indeed, I relish challenges. I love me a good challenge, you know. I love a nice challenge. If I don't know what to do, I can learn it. I can learn what I want. I can learn what I need to be able to do in order to get what I want. If I don't know it, I can always learn it. Feedback. I love feedback. You know, I learn from feedback. I really love feedback. It helps me to grow. These are all indications of growth mindset. I keep trying, and I will not give up. I will get there, come hell or high water. I will keep at this until I find a way to succeed. Oh boy, this is going to be tough, but it's worth it. Very much a growth mindset, as opposed to, it's too hard. Yeah, it's going to be tough, but it's worth it. So I'm going to keep going until I find a way to make it work. I get inspired by other people's successes, and other people's successes motivate me to do better myself as well. Whereas in a fixed mindset, often we find ourselves resentful of other people's successes. Sorry for them. But when we're in a growth mindset, we see others succeed, and we go, huh, they succeeded. I wonder how they did that. I wonder if I can do that. How can I succeed as well? We get inspired by the possibilities. Our intelligence, we don't think it's fixed. We believe our intelligence can be grown and developed. I can always learn new things. I can develop new skills. I can acquire new habits, new ways of being. Mistakes. In a growth mindset, we find ourselves embracing mistakes. You know what? Mistakes help me to grow. In fact, if at first you don't succeed, try again. I learn from my mistakes. My mistakes help me to grow, to get better. Some of my greatest lessons came from mistakes. All those sorts of things are examples of a growth mindset. And as you can see, a growth mindset means we're open to possibilities. We are where we are. We don't have to remain here. We can always grow. We can develop. We can move. We can change. We can become new things. We can, in a word, grow. So which of those two types of thinking did you find resonated more with you? Which ones felt more like you? Was it the fixed mindset or was it the growth mindset? Now, bear in mind, again, you probably had some in column A, a little in column B. Which column had the most attachment for you? Which one could you see yourself saying more than the other? If it's growth mindset, great, you're already on the path. Remember, you can always grow your mindset even further, though, which we'll explore in the rest of this episode. If you're in a fixed mindset, that's okay. Because the first step to, I won't say overcoming, but the first step to moving from fixed into a growth mindset, first step is to recognize, I'm in a fixed mindset, but this isn't all there is. There is such a thing as a growth mindset. And if others can have a growth mindset, I might be able to have one too. So just by recognizing that, yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, there are those two kinds, and this is what I mean. I'm in a fixed mindset. Even just recognizing that is the first start towards being able to move into and develop a growth mindset. Why would you want a growth mindset? It's through a growth mindset that we can develop ourselves, our environment, the world around us, improve things for ourselves, for our family, for our loved ones, for our friends, our colleagues, change life for the better. We can grow personally, professionally, socially. All the things grow through a growth mindset. Now, if you're thinking, oh, well, yeah, but how? How? There is one word. If there was one, if I could give you one single word which would help you to start to move from that fixed into a growth mindset, would you like to know what that word is? I'm hoping at this point you're saying yes, because that's when I'm about to tell you the word. If you're saying no, then we've got a bit of a problem. But I'm going to tell you it anyway. And who knows? Once I've told you it, you might go, huh, okay, well, yeah, I suppose I get it. One simple word, simple yet very powerful word, which can help us to start moving from a fixed to a growth mindset, and can also help us to improve our growth mindset. Because even when we're in a growth mindset, there's always room for improvement. In fact, the more well-developed our growth mindset is, the more we realize there is always room for improvement. Nothing is ever perfect, and that's absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine. There's always room for improvement. We can always grow. Whether we want to or not at that particular point is up to us. There may be times where you think, you know what, yeah, I could grow, but I'm happy where I am right now for the moment. In which case, that's all right. Enjoy the moment. And just realize that as and when you're ready, you have got the ability and the option to grow further. So what is this one word? This one word which can help launch us from a fixed mindset into a growth mindset. It's a three-letter word. Yet. Yet is the word. So often when we're sort of talking to ourselves and we're coming from a fixed mindset, we're closed off to the possibility of anything being different. But just adding the word yet can make a huge difference. Because by adding the word yet to the end of what we've said, we open ourselves up to the possibility that there is somewhere we could go. And even just by opening ourselves up to that possibility, that can be enough to help start us on that journey. I'm no good at this. Now becomes, I'm no good at this yet. Yeah, I'm no good at this yet. I can't drive yet. I can't figure out how to do that yet. I can't make this work yet. Just by adding yet on there, immediately causes our mind to start considering other possibilities. Yeah, I can't figure out how to make this work yet. In order to process that, our mind has to look at the possibility that we could make it work in order for that sentence to make sense. I can't make this work. Oh, yeah, we can't make it work. Boom, done. I can't make this work yet. Our mind processes it, and in the process of processing the sentence, it has to explore what the yet offers. It has to explore the possibility we could find a way to make it work. And by our mind, even just acknowledging that there is a possibility, even if we've no idea how to make it work, and we've no idea how to go about making it work, just by opening us up to the possibility that we might be able to find a way to make it work, it's a very powerful thing. Because our mind often gets very curious. And our mind doesn't like not knowing things. And our mind has gone from, yeah, we can't make this work, to, we can't make this work yet, but there might be a way to make it work. And our mind is now going, there might be a way to make it work. Darn it! Okay, well, what might that be? How might we be able to figure that out? What have we done? And what have we yet to do? And what could we do that might get this to work? And your mind will start churning away until all of a sudden you go, oh, let's try this. And now, all of a sudden, you've gone from fixed, can't do this, to, oh, well, what if I try that? What if I try that? Very powerful word, yet. Here's some other ways in which you can help change your thinking from a fixed into a growth mindset. If you find yourself saying, I'm not good at this, then ask yourself, okay, I'm not good at this. What am I missing? What am I missing? What is it I need to know in order to be able to find a way to be good at this? And again, it doesn't necessarily give you the answer straight away, but it opens you up to the possibility that there is an answer, which can be enough to help you to then go on to search for that answer. Next example for you. Now this one sometimes causes people to go, I think you've got that in the wrong column there. I'm awesome at this is actually a fixed mindset perspective. Because we're saying, I'm awesome at this. This is as good as it gets. Instead, when you find yourself saying, I'm awesome at this, just remind yourself, yep, I'm awesome at this. I am on the right track and I could become even better at it. Just to remind yourself there's always more possibilities, always more to grow. If you find yourself saying, I give up, instead think, what do I need to learn in order to be able to do this? What do I need to learn? And sometimes you might draw a blank, but just posing that question and then let your unconscious mind churn away at it. Till eventually, boom, up will pop a possibility of an answer. Oh, I just can't do this. I just cannot do this. No matter how much I try, I cannot do it. Fixed mindset thinking. When you say that, say to yourself, okay, I can't do this. Others are able to do it. It's possible to do it. I'm going to learn how to do this. I'm going to find a way to learn how to do this. I'm going to ask people. I'm going to look in books. I'm going to look at YouTube, Vimeo. Other video platforms are available. I am going to find a way to make this work because other people can do it, which means I must be able to find a way to do it. Darn it, I made a mistake. When you find yourself chastising yourself for making a mistake, pause and go, oh, yes, I made a mistake. What can I learn from this? What can this mistake teach me? There is that old apocryphal tale of a journalist interviewing Edison about the light bulb and about his failure to invent the light bulb. And whether it's 100, 1,000, 10,000 attempts, it seems to grow every time the story gets told. It's not going to be long before it's, oh, he tried a million times to make a light bulb before it worked. Who knows what the real figure is. But there is the apocryphal story about the journalist asking Edison, oh, you've tried 1,000 times to make a light bulb and you've failed 1,000 times. Don't you feel a bit of a failure? Shouldn't you give up? And then Edison reportedly said, I have not failed 1,000 times. I have found 1,000 different ways to not make a light bulb. I will keep going until I find the way that does make the light bulb. When you make a mistake, yeah, I made a mistake. What can I learn from this? Because with each of those failures, Edison learned something else about what does and what does not enable a light bulb to work. Now, this spot could be featuring you. There are three different levels at which you can sponsor. We've got a bronze level, where you get to sponsor 1 month's worth of episodes of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. You get your advert played in this part of the show. You get mentioned in the show notes. And you also get mentioned in most of the social media promo for those episodes. Or we've got the silver level, where you get all of that. Plus, you get sponsorship of the 5-Minute Meditation podcast as well. So you get promoted in 8 lots of show notes, 8 lots of promos. And you get mentioned with a link on the sponsorship page on the website. Or there's the top one, the gold level, where you get all of that. Plus, you get a guest blog on the KeithBlakemoreNoble.com website. Plus, we'll record a special bonus episode of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show featuring you. Three different levels, whichever one you want, it's up to you. Just go to keithblakemorenoble.com/show/support to find out more, and you could be our next sponsor in this spot. Now, where were we? Yeah, it's good enough. You find yourself saying that? Yeah, that's right, that's good enough. Again, that's fixed mindset thinking. Instead, perhaps ask yourself, okay, is this my best work? Could I do better? Doesn't mean you have to do better. I mean, it might be good enough for what you're doing, but just always open yourself up to the possibility that it is possible to do even better, perhaps next time. Or if you go, well, try that, it didn't work. Growth mindset thinking, yeah, well, plan A didn't work. It's time for plan B, C, D, plenty of letters in the alphabet. Just some ideas that help you move from fixed mindset to a growth mindset. And we talked about it a little bit, about failures and mistakes, but really embracing failure is a good way to grow, because even the most successful people fail far more often than they succeed. They fail far more often than they succeed. That's just the way things are. And they learn from each time they fail. They learn, okay, well, that didn't work. That's not quite the way to do it. So what is the way to do it? You keep chipping away at all the different ways that don't work until you find the one that does work. So embrace your failure. I mean, yeah, sure, you can feel deflated, you can feel annoyed, you can feel fed up. Sure. Well, that didn't work. But then pick yourself up, dust yourself down, and start all over again. Could make for a good song lyric, that. There's always something to learn from your failures. Embrace your failures. As I've heard it expressed before, whenever we do something, we either succeed or we learn. Either's good. I either made it work or I learned something which will help me in the process toward making it work. It's like when you're trying to find your way through a maze, you keep hitting dead end after dead end after dead end until eventually you find the route through. You keep going, you'll get there. And just one last thing I'd like to leave you with on the whole growth mindset thing, and that is the power of feedback. The power of feedback. Both in terms of mistakes that we make, but also in terms of getting feedback from other people. Asking them what they thought of what you said, what you did, how you said it, how you did it. Get feedback from them. Now, a thing to remember with feedback is anybody will give you feedback. Doesn't necessarily mean their feedback is going to be useful. Ask yourself, would I go to this person for advice? Does this person know enough to be able to give me feedback? Or are they just mouthing off because they are an armchair critic? Sometimes people just want to mouth off about how rubbish you were at something. Let them have their say. When they're finished, thank you for your feedback. And leave it at that. Don't argue it, because you ain't going to win the argument. But you don't have to take it on board either. Always consider, is this somebody I would go to for advice? Is this somebody who has the experience, the qualifications to be able to offer feedback? If they don't, then just politely listen, thank them for their feedback, and carry on your merry way. But if there's somebody who does have the insight to be able to offer you feedback, listen to it. As horrible as some of that feedback might be, and sometimes feedback we can really, really not want to hear it, but that's the feedback that we most learn from. So just listen to the feedback. Don't argue it. Don't defend your case. Don't counter it. Just listen to it. Thank them for it. And then consider it, perhaps a bit later on. Maybe write it all down or record it, so you can come back to it later when the emotion of what's happened has all dissipated. You can come back to it in a calm, logical, collected manner. Analyze the feedback and go, okay, right, I see what they mean. I can use that. I can take that on board. That will help me. This is good. Or, okay, I see why they're saying that. What they don't know is that I've done this, 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 and this, which means that wouldn't work. But it's still good feedback. It's still useful to have had their feedback, and there'll still be something that I can pick up that can work. Always welcome feedback. Feedback is the breakfast of champions. All champions thrive on feedback. Of course, all champions have a growth mindset. There was plenty more that we covered in the Mindset Mastery Movement. We covered a lot. As I say, we studied this for a month. We got some amazing insights and so on. We do this every month in the Mindset Mastery Movement. Different topic each month, as well as group coaching and all that sort of thing. But hopefully what I've shared with you here has given you a little bit of an insight into growth mindset. Hopefully you've got some tips which will help you to A, figure out where your mindset sits, and B, figure out how you can move even further into growth mindset and how you can use that to improve, grow and develop yourself, your life, the environment around you. That's it for this episode. Please do give us a like, comment, share, subscribe. Let me know what you think about it. Share it with your friends. And I will catch you in another episode very, very soon. Until then, take care. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.